This is the Classic Cars Corner with Malcolm Owens for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Welcome, Malcolm. It's time to slide open the doors for the Classic Cars Corner. It's nice to have you actually here with us.
Thanks, guys. It is so bright in here. Look at it. It's like midday sun's bouncing off Matt's forehead.
And normally, yeah, exactly. Hey, don't you start, pal. You're sitting on top as well. And then when you've got the other bean over here.
See, the annoying thing is there is actually literally a light that is there that's pointing right on my bonnet. Yeah. So if you actually look in there, but anyway, we'll push on. Steve's just staring us through a Skype screen going, what are these idiots talking about?
He's the one with the thickest head of hair amongst the three of us.
The silver fox himself.
But healthy look, head.
We're not here to talk about follicles. We're here to talk about classic cars as investments because, obviously, look, there's no secret about it. Last year, pretty tough year for a lot of people. Some people might have had to, you know, get rid of some collections. And now the world is opening up just ever so slightly. We're getting back to normal. And now, is the market gone up? Or what's it looking like out there, Malcolm, for anyone that might want a classic car?
Well, it's pretty interesting because in our last segment last year, we were talking about the effects of COVID and what it was doing with prices. And it went pretty nuts for a while there. And we know that the new cars went down, but secondhand cars went up.
Mm-hmm.
The classic cars, people are paying silly money for stuff at the moment. It is just unbelievable. So if you've got something that you've had sitting in your garage for a few years, might be time to dust it off, turn it over, and put it up on a marketplace or one of the other sites, because you just might be surprised what you can get for it. I mean, we saw that right now the bank finance is so low that you wouldn't even put your money in anything to do with just cash.
Mm-hmm.
People are still a bit scared about stocks because of the effect of COVID on companies. And I think the lockdown, particularly in the southern states, really made us feel that there's probably some opportunity to be a little more self-focused. And we haven't been spending money on overseas trips. No one's been spending that 25 large to go over to Europe or to the States. So people started to look towards classic cars as an investment. Now, I'm not a banker, but I'll tell you, if it comes up to putting a few dollars in the bank or maybe getting a classic car that you can love and enjoy and actually use, and then in a few years sell it and make some money, I know where I'd be putting my money.
So, quick one, Malconia. So, obviously,
is that to cover your bum from Mrs. Malconia? Is that what that was for?
Yeah, something like that.
but you actually raise another good point too about last year as well. A lot of people use that as time to catch up. So anyone that might want to, you know, restore a car that, oh, I don't have the time to do this and da-da-da-da-da, all of a sudden you're stuck at home for about 100-odd days. You got your car sitting in the garage or in the shed somewhere.
Absolutely.
Good time to do it. Yeah.
I spoke to a number of people from Repco and Burson's and all that kind of stuff. Their businesses went through the roof, particularly doing delivery.
Yeah, because freight didn't go down.
Yeah.
So you might actually, the car that you were probably sitting on going, oh, look, I'll get to it at some point, do it up and then hopefully turn a profit, might now be on the market.
Yeah, and like I said, people are paying silly money for the old classic cars. You know, the stuff like the old Falcons, and of course, you know, the ones that have been used in racing have a rich heritage, and of course Stevie J getting out his XDs pushed the price of that up.
Thank you. Especially as you are in receipt of a white XD Malconio.
Yes,
as I understand. So thank you, Steve Johnson.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
No worries.
So we're gonna have some facts. So what I did is I had a look at some research, and there was some research done late last year in the UK. And they found that affordable classics, so we're not talking the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis, because that's a separate category completely, but I'm talking about your sort of $15,000 to $25,000 car, that over 10 years, they've on average increased in value 97%.
Whoa.
So second only behind shares, ahead of property, ahead of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been a really good investment. And if you know what you're doing and you know what to look for, and some of the cars that went up particularly is some strange ones. The one that went up the most, and this is in the UK, and some of them are a bit crazy over there, but 1961 Volvo P1800, that went up 283%.
A Volvo?
Yeah, but the cool-looking one, the P1800.
Hang on, let me stay again. A Volvo. Is there a cool-looking Volvo?
Yeah, there is. There is. There's a very cool-looking Volvo. It's a great-looking car. But, of course, there's also situational things. So if someone dies that, you know, like the guy was playing Simon Templar in The Saint, where that was the car, so that does it. When Enzo Ferrari died, for example, the cost of the Ferraris all went up. So there's a whole lot of factors in there. But there's some other cool stuff like Mazda RX-7. So we know all the Mazdas and some of the old Japanese stuff has started to go up. and that went up over 200%. And even in Australia where we look, I mean, I'm looking at cars that were selling for under 10 that are up now pushing 15 to 20.
Wow.
But going back on, you know, things like cars from other iconic things, it's all like, for example, like I'm a big James Bond fan. Every time that a Bond movie gets released, everyone starts looking up Aston Martins, from DB5s to the new Vanquishes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just all of a sudden, it's like people, a light bulb goes off in their head and it's just like, hang on a second.
Got to have one of them.
I remember this. And you're right. So it's little factors like that, that it's not just, what's the oldest car I'd like to keep it in my garage, but you got to watch these other factors, don't you?
Although on that, just the other day, boys, I saw a Lotus Esprit, a white Lotus Esprit, which was from a Roger Moore
James Bond
movie. Mm-hmm. Was it Die Another Day, maybe? Or
no, I think it was For Your Eyes Only.
It was For Your Eyes Only. Well, no.
It can't go underwater, can it?
No, it can't go underwater. It didn't have the fins. But it was only like 40 grand.
Yeah. I mean, the Lotus aren't expensive.
But you know why? Do you know what Lotus stands for? Lots of trouble, usually serious.
I was about to say, I was hovering over the dump button there. I was just like, hang on.
No. Lots of trouble, usually serious.
But the point you make there, Matty, is very, very good, because pop culture really drives it. Like, you look at a DeLorean, for example, arguably a failure, lasted 1 year, but because of the Back to the Future, and one would have think, you know, DeLoreans were made in 81. If they'd lasted to 85 when the movie came out, it could have been a whole different, and comes with a boot full of cocaine, so that's always pretty good. And you've got... You've got some others, like the early Mustangs, John Wick, Fast and Furious, The Bullet, Gone in 60 Seconds, VW Beetle from even the Herbie days. We had the 67 Chevrolet Impala from Supernatural, if you remember that. At the time when that came out, they were selling for about $5,000. That took it up to 50 grand.
Wow.
Everyone wanted one of those black Impalas.
So talking about pop culture, though, like, you've got to remember too, like, time obviously goes very, very fast.
Yeah.
And while those movies are classics, there are other, like, from my vintage, things like movies like The Italian Job, where with the Mini Coopers.
Of course.
You've got, the Fast and Furious series that have got things like, you know, Lancer Evos and Nissan Skylines that are now pushing 20 plus years old. Mm-hmm. And they're not making any new ones. So going what you said about DeLoreans, Mal, they're going to get less and less to buy, and more people are wanted as time goes on.
And that's exactly right. And the value of classic cars is dictated to by largely about scarcity, uniqueness, and what's interesting. So if you're going to look at a car like a standard Falcon that there's, you know, thousands and thousands, they're selling for $2,000 to $3,000. But as you get on to 20 years and 30 years, where the Falcons are fewer and far between, the ones that are still around are looking good. And nostalgia is a massive thing. You know, there's pop culture. I saw the XB Falcon on Mad Max. I was one of those when I had a kid, and everyone's got the story. Oh, I had one of those. I sold it for $4,000 because it had a bit of rust in it. Wish I had it now, of course. But nostalgia is huge. And what that does also with classic cars is it starts to move into the modern classics, which I really call the 80s and early 90s, because as you grow up with them, 20 or 30 years later, you got some cash, you can go back and buy them. You find the one that got away. And as I mentioned previously, you've got some of the Japanese cars too that really no one wanted, but now some of the older Corollas, even some of the more modern stuff, you know. So maybe the brown on brown Camry might be a good investment.
I was just about to say, how much longer do I have to wait before the Camry
gets to do with his Uber business and his delivery? Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Mal, while we're on that, I'd just like to know your opinion on like red convertible Peugeot 306s. Have they gone up much?
No, because they tend to be pink by the time after a few years. So
I sold it for a profit, Stevie J. Yeah. I'll tell you. You know what?
To someone in Oxford Street in Sydney.
You know what? He got it given to him, and then he sold it for a dollar.
Yeah, correct. I tell you what. There's two things I want, Malconio. So while you're doing your research and searching around for things to buy, if you ever find the same van that was in the opening sequence of the Banana Splits. I want one of those, or a GMC A-Team van. Yes. I want a GMC.
Oh, the A-Team van, yeah. The black and red wheels.
Yeah, yeah. Driven by B.A. Baracus.
You got to put the wing on the back on the top of the roof, too.
Yeah, yeah. Bad attitude, Baracus. That's what I want. We'll put a Mohawk on you, Nimsy, and you can drive it.
I was about to say.
It'd be in the Scooby-Doo mystery machine.
We can put enough red stripes on that one. But yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want in my garage.
So we're getting a couple, sorry, Malcolm, off the text here. The classic
classic car market is not the only thing that's gone crazy lately. Even the model car market has seen a 30 to 70% increase in asking prices.
Wow. That's, yeah. Yeah, that's 100%. Crazy. How good's that? I mean, again, there were so many things from COVID that we never expected to see. And thank you for sending that in. Number ending 995. Mm-hmm. Put your name on it, if you wouldn't mind. It says, actually, COVID tax at its best. Even the Xcedos, the RS 500 Sierra, sold this week for $365,000. My goodness me. So that's an old race car, an old Cedo race car. That's quite incredible. And one from Dino from Boleyn. Thanks for texting in, Dino. Boys, the Camaro in Better Off Dead. Cusack movie. Dino. Good on you, Dino. I don't know that movie. Better Off
Deno,
Dead.
Not Dino. Dino. Oh, sorry, put your glasses Dino. On.
Yes, I didn't come to Melbourne with my glasses. Thank you for pointing that out, Stevie J. And so, now that we've got cameras here in the studio, I am not going to look at a screen and squint like I'm a 5,000-year-old bloke. So, Dino. Oh. Sorry, Dino from Boleyn. Good on you.
So that's why, that's... just getting back to what you're talking about there, Matt, just cutting through that. Mm-hmm. So what you see is now is that movies are getting cars placed in them. You know, you see some of the BMWs getting placed in the latest Bond movies. Mm-hmm. Very, very clever to do that, put the money in to have that sort of co-sponsorship with the
Audi
movies.
Audi in the Iron Man franchise?
Yeah, there's heaps of those. So the thing that you need to do is if you see a movie now that's coming out and going to get some popularity and it features a car, sometimes it's a great idea to go out and get it. Like one of the strange ones is the Ford Anglia from Harry Potter.
Mm.
Like those have gone through the roof in terms of value. Oh, I mean, I think just the movie may just tweak something in people's memory. Oh, my dad had one of those. I used to see them on the road. So, and the thing, if you're really interested in it, I mean, there's another whole segment here just telling you what to look for, originality and not modified. And we can talk about that later. But if you watch the car sites and you watch the auction results and you start to see some things move, there's some very, very cheap good cars out there at the moment that I think in 5 to 10 years will be worth a lot of money. And if you focus on some of the Australian produced stuff, they're not making any more. The engines are big. That's what people are wanting. They're concerned about what's going to happen in the next 10 years. You know, 2030, they're talking about not having internal combustion engines anymore, and it's all got to be electric. You see all of the makers going to that. People are going, oh, well,
don't say that.
Classic cars aren't going to be any good then because you're not going to be able to get the petrol. Of course, you're going to be able to get the petrol. And in fact, people will want them more, so that'll push the prices up.
You know, it seems like this is planned, but we always seem to mention Dandy Volks every time we get a... But I remember an old friend of mine had a VW Beetle that still used to take Super as the petrol.
Yeah.
And obviously, because Super doesn't exist anymore, mm-hmm. you'd have to buy the additive so you can then put the unleaded petrol in. So you're right, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Even though we're going, you know, hybrid or whatever the hell it is, what the future's going to hold, you're still going to be able to run these cars. Someone will find a way.
There you go. And Jimmy from Wattle Glen has texted and said, how much are 2012 Ford Rangers selling for?
Well, I just had a look-see on Cars Guide here.
Off you go.
$10,990. So there you go.
No.
Oh, it depends. 2012. It depends on if it's a two or four-wheel drive too. Big difference. I'm telling you, I've been on this. Jet's obviously got his learners, and I've been looking around, and Stewie Lanham
yep,
has helped us out from Lanham Ford, and he's I said, mate, give us some trade-in or something, and he's got a little car there that we're going to do up for Jet, so it's good, a little BT50.
So you're sponsored by Lanham Ford, so I'll mention McAllister Motors. I'm sponsored by them.
Do you want me to just call anyone, Will Brown, anyone, and we'll get a plug for Cars Galore?
Absolutely.
In Toowoomba. Tommy, if you need a car...
So good on you, Jimmy, from Wattle Glen. Not too sure about that. 10, 12 grand, 14 grand. And Deno, mate, I apologise for getting your name wrong there. So good on Stevie Johnson for picking me up on that one. And good to see you listening to the show with a Johnny and a Coke. Good work. Good. Love you. Johnny and a Coke.
And it was a four-wheel drive too, by the way, fellas. Just letting you know. Thanks,
Jimmy.
So what
would that be? Jimmy, what would Jimmy's...
I reckon
you're half a car salesman.
It depends on how many Ks and stuff that's gone on. It's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 25K.
And they've gone up 30% in the last 12
months. Said, buddy, 12 grand.
Well, that's for a two-wheel drive.
That's what old cars guy hears.
Oh, yeah. He forgot to mention that it didn't have a motor, that one.
There you you go.
Happy days. Before, let's put it back onto track here before we start talking about turning this into a buy, swap, and sell. Mm-hmm. But so for any first-timers out there that are thinking, okay, there's never a right time. I've just, you know, barely got some savings here. What do you sort of suggest, Malcone? I mean, we've talked the pop culture route. We've talked the nostalgia route. What's the best thing to do? Like, for example, for me, do I go hunt down a Nissan Pintara because that was my old first car? Things like Datsun 180Bs.
Datsun 1600, they're quite a rare thing, aren't cash. They, Mal?
That's because John Boston's bought them all, but yeah.
Big cash.
Yeah, but anything in that, like even that, like the Datsun 180Bs where you go, oh my God, why would anyone want that? You know, there's no power. But the style of them is quite nice. The coupes, the early Corollas too, the 78, 79 Corolla and coupes. Mm. Anything that's got two doors, four-cylinder, unbelievable collectible. Because if you look at it, all of the European stuff, the prices have gone through the roof. The Aussie muscle, I mean, that's the stuff you want to get if you can get it, right? Mm-hmm. Aussie muscle. And find something that's a bit unique. You know, get yourself a Leyland P76 or something if you can find it. Because some of the stuff you look at now, you go, no way, I'm not buying that. But, you know, in 10 years, you'll be going, gee, I wish I bought a couple of those. So it's very difficult to pick the trends, but get something that's unique.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make a huge amount and has got something going for it, even if it's just styling. Cause you can always
even if it's ugly, yeah.
There you go. So my mum's Datsun 200B yellow with a dent in the door and a hole in the floor, not going to go anywhere. And let me just say, Jimmy from Wattle Glen, mate, we love your enthusiasm. We really do. But no one around this table apart from Malconio knows exactly what cars are worth. So we have no idea what a four-wheel drive Ranger with 187,000 Ks to 2012 is actually worth. Take it down to your local dealer. They'll give you a fair idea. But thanks for your enthusiasm.
Hey, I'm just going to check my text. Yeah, I'm just going to check my text in case Stewie Lanham's texted in and told us.
He might have sent it through. I could also
nothing coming through. But I reckon 25 grand.
Well,
Stephen will pay 25 grand for it.
No, I won't. That's
what
it's worth.
There you go, Jimmy. That's what he's saying. He'll pay 25 grand.
So before we close the doors to the Classic Cars Corner, if Mrs. Mack is listening, we all know what Maddie's dream car is going to be.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yes.
How good
Baracus,
is that?
Hannibal.
How excited is Mrs. Mack going to be when the A-team van turns up and Nimsy gets out of the driver's seat?
with a black texted on mohawk down the middle of his bonce.
And just a bunch of plastic gold-plated chains and whatnot.
And some muscle in a muscle suit.
And then three beautiful specimen of men, Malcolm, myself and Maddie, jump out of the back save the day.
When we were watching the A-team, who did you want to be? Did you want to be Hannibal? Did you want to be Face? Who did you want to be? B.A. Baracus?
Hannibal Lecter, more like it.
Yeah. Nah, I was my personality and my patience was more B.A. Baracus for sure. So
yeah. Although your hair tells me it was more Hannibal.
Yeah, quite possibly. Actually, but then moving along, I was George actually really a Batman fan. Yeah, so I was a Batman.
Really? From the 1960s? Batman. Kapow, ching, all that sort of thing? Or
Wear my undies on the outside, all that sort of stuff.
I know.
Jeez Louise. Anyway, this is derailed somewhat shockingly.
Yeah, this is meant to be
as always.
So, Malcolm, thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome for
another edition of the Classic Cars Corner.
That was the Classic Cars Corner. For Kubota. Building Australia.